Miss Thompson, you are a principal of a school with a project about health and well-being at school. Could you explain what you do?
First of all, it is very important to have fresh air in the classrooms. We open the windows of all the classrooms between each lesson. Second, all the teachers have their own classroom, so the students have to walk from one to the other.
And is there anything special about their lessons?
Each lesson starts with a 3-minute relaxation time, so our students are in top form and they work better during the lessons. Our teachers often organise workshops, so the students are active and do not remain seated all the time.
What are the students allowed to do during the lessons?
During the lessons, the students may drink water. They have their own bottle of water. We even have a water fountain next to the canteen. It is free for the students.
Does your school deal with stress?
Yes, of course. We have stopped the aggressive school bell ringing at the end of the lessons and replaced it with classical music instead.
And do your students eat healthy food?
Yes and no. We sell fruit during the break, but unfortunately too many students still eat sweets or crisps. We have the same problem during lunchtime. They too often buy chips or burgers in the city centre.
Can your students eat anything else at school then? How does it work?
We sell soup every day. Our cook makes soup with vegetables grown in the garden of the school.
What else do you do for the well-being of your students?
We organise sports and cultural events during the lunch break, such as reading in the library or theatre clubs. Some students are excellent actors.
Do the students have to carry their school bags all day?
Our students use tablets, so their school bags are really light. To keep our students in good health, we organise information sessions on sleeping. 10 hours of sleep are essential for teenagers.
Well, thank you very much, Miss Thompson. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.